This is becoming such an epidemic in our society that it is sparking unprecedented levels of obesity and diabetes. I believe this is important, so I'm going to say it again. The more insulin your body produces, the harder it is to burn fat. So here is a simple plan to get your insulin level back to normal. Thankfully, all it requires is some attention to your dietary choices. Insulin resistance solutions. When you eliminate insulin resistance, you can burn fat easily through moderate exercise and diet, just as your body was designed to do. Your liver is freed up to eliminate toxins that pollute the blood and skin instead of acting as the backup garbage collector for homeless blood glucose. Most important, you have more energy, which makes it easier to remain active because your body is no longer burdened by a never-ending loop of excess insulin, fat production, and hormone imbalance. Without addressing insulin resistance, it is impossible to reach your weight loss goals. Let's go through what you should eat in order to support your insulin in a positive way. Cut out white flour, including bagels, breads, donuts, pasta, pizza, soda, white rice, and processed oils found in chips and snacks. Add in good carbs like black or wild rice, most fruits and all vegetables, good fats like avocados, chia seeds, coconut, coconut oil, nuts, and olive oil, and vegetable proteins like beans, broccoli, chickpeas, hemp, kale, quinoa, spinach, and spirulina. If you are especially worried about insulin resistance or you fear your body may be on this path, feel free to skip ahead to the 1 week beauty jumpstart on the enhancement. There, you'll find a week's worth of meals, snacks, and tonics for ideal eating. The following is also an approach to eating to avoid insulin resistance. Breakfast. Make sure you have omega-3 and saturated fats along with a modest amount of fruit. Wait 4 to 5 hours before lunch. Lunch. This meal should be rich in vegetables with a moderate amount of protein and healthy fats. Snack. Make a trail mix with superfoods like goji, nuts, and seeds. Dinner. Eat no later than 7 p.m., and the meal should be high in raw vegetables, moderate in protein, and low in fat. In addition to eating according to these guidelines, add 20 minutes of exercise 3 days a week. Elevated cortisol. We are aging faster than ever, and it's showing in our body shape. Our modern environment, diet, and pace of life have conspired to wreak havoc on our metabolism. More people are gracefully leaving their 20s having maintained a normal metabolism, only to be struck in their 30s by a sudden tempest of hormonal imbalance, increased toxicity, and metabolic dysfunction. We expect these symptoms to show up when we reach our 50s or 60s, but now they're arriving 2 or 3 decades earlier. Cortisol is the primary hormone released by our adrenal glands. Its job is to get us moving in the morning, help us sleep soundly at night, and provide us with enough energy to function optimally during the day by balancing fat burning with fat storage. Cortisol is also associated with the body's fight-or-flight mechanism, which, in today's world, is the primary culprit of visceral belly fat. When we feel stressed, our adrenal glands produce cortisol to flood our blood with glucose. This gives us immediate access to energy to either fight or fly. Just a few hundred years ago, we faced more life-or-death stresses than what we experience today. Wild animals, war, famine, virulent disease, and other threats to our survival warranted spikes in cortisol to keep us alive. In the modern world, we have far more safety and security, yet our bodies are not able to differentiate between today's forms of stress. When we are stressed at work, with family, or even just keeping up with to-do lists, our bodies react as if we are being chased by a wild tiger. Cortisol floods our bodies with glucose in preparation to fight or fly, and stores up abdominal fat in preparation for a long time without access to food. While balancing insulin requires a change in our eating, balancing cortisol requires a change in our lifestyle. The way cortisol regulates the many metabolic functions of the body has evolved over thousands of years, and we need to work with that. Our ancestors lived in perfect sync with the Earth's unique and all-powerful rhythm. Their body clocks woke them up when the sun rose, and they went to sleep when the sun set. Sadly, modern life has thrown this delicate rhythm completely out of whack. We stay up late watching screens with blue spectrum light. We drink vast amounts of coffee to stay awake. We binge eat and yo-yo diet. Stress and frantic activity are now worn as a badge of honor. This chaotic pace causes cortisol to skyrocket, with the side effect of belly fat soon to follow. Cortisol can age us rapidly. Therefore, it is a vital beauty hormone, and one we must master in order to preserve our youth and appearance. When we understand the lifestyle factors that are throwing our cortisol out of whack, we can counteract them. Eliminating stress is the number one thing you can do to balance your cortisol. In fact, I believe it is so important to your health and beauty, it is the fifth beauty factor. See the chapter, Overcome Stress. Sleep is incredibly important to balance all of your hormones, and this is particularly true of cortisol. Prepare for sleep by turning off all electronic devices, and do not fall asleep to the TV or radio. See the upcoming sleep section in this chapter for more information. Your sex hormones. Now that you are aware of how to avoid estrogen dominance, insulin resistance, and cortisol elevation, I need to talk to you about how to maintain your sex hormones. This is the second piece of the hormone beauty puzzle. By both keeping bad estrogens out of the body, as well as keeping your sex hormones alive and well, you can ensure your beauty is maintained decade after decade. When we move into our 40s, testosterone and progesterone naturally begin to decline because nature no longer needs us to find a mate to reproduce our species. Because these two hormones are considered the sex hormones, the beauty factors they support, like tight skin and a slender figure, also decline. This is the start of the slow process whereby we gain weight and wrinkles, and eventually nature weeds us out. It is therefore a key strategy to keep our sex hormones in youthful balance for as long as possible. Progesterone is the natural counterbalance to estrogen. When progesterone levels are low, estrogen will naturally begin to increase in women. In men, when testosterone drops, estrogen will rise. So you need to boost progesterone if you are a woman, and testosterone if you are a man, to keep your estrogen levels balanced. The interwoven relationship hormones have with one another means that none of the hormones operate independently. Progesterone is formed using cholesterol and pregnenolone, but when cortisol is consistently too high due to stress, then pregnenolone levels may be depleted because it is used to make cortisol as well, hence the need to balance estrogen, cortisol, and insulin together with progesterone and testosterone. It is when these hormones are in their appropriate proportions that beauty can truly radiate. Here are a few easy ways to keep your sex hormones pumping. Eat foods high in minerals like zinc and magnesium. Choose fruits and veggies with high levels of vitamins B6 and C. Enjoy an appropriate daily intake of fiber. Exercise regularly. Try a simple progesterone cream made from natural, safe ingredients to boost low progesterone. Use as directed, typically 14 days in a row, followed by 14 days off. Even men in their 60s to 90s may use this topical cream 4 to 5 days in a month to maintain health and immunity and counterbalance age-related decline in sex hormones. Maintain good cholesterol with quality oils like olive and nuts, and seeds like chia and flax, in moderation to keep your sex hormones alive and well. Good cholesterol is essential for pregnenolone to progesterone conversion. Reduce stress. Natural hormone balance and sleep. Sleep is as essential to beauty as diet. It is perhaps nature's most powerful beauty treatment. When you sleep, your body is able to repair, rejuvenate, and balance itself on a cellular level. Sleep is essential for regulating metabolism, detoxifying, repairing muscle, and balancing the hormones. Specific regenerative hormones are released while you sleep that are not released when you are awake. Without proper sleep, hormones become imbalanced. Cells build up toxic waste. The immune system becomes sluggish, and you get foggy-brained and grumpy as cellular damage begins to occur. You will tend to feel hungry, and you are more likely to reach for bad carbs, refined sugar, and fried or processed foods. Conversely, with proper sleep, hormones flourish, energy and productivity increase, your body heals and activates many of its beautifying functions, and the mental fog clears, allowing you to make great lifestyle choices and setting the stage for youthful longevity and balanced emotional states. Although everybody's sleep needs are different, depending on age, lifestyle, overall health, and other factors, it is imperative to get the necessary amount of uninterrupted sleep your body requires. Unfortunately, more than a third of American adults do not get nearly enough sleep, and when they do sleep, they often do not get truly nourishing rest. They have trouble falling asleep. So many of their sleep hours are spent tossing and turning or staring at a screen to try to turn off their minds. As a gardener, I watch the cycles of growth, development, and rejuvenation with each season, and they remind me strongly of our sleep-wake cycle. In the spring, every cell in plants is actively building, blooming, and preparing to produce fruit. This is like the morning before we wake, when the body is building hormones to take on the day. In the summer, after plants have prepared to produce fruit by building their cellular structure, they set and ripen their fruit, just like the peak of our activity during the day, as we use up energy to accomplish our goals. In the fall, harvest occurs, and preparation begins for resting and repopulating the soil. This is like the evening meal we enjoy before sleep. In the winter, I put the garden to bed by cutting all the dead stuff off the plants, cleaning up the debris, and protecting anything that might need support through the cold winter months. Just like I need to put my garden to bed for the winter for rejuvenation and protection, the body needs to be put to sleep at night. While sleeping, the body goes to work repairing tissues, manufacturing proteins, growing muscles, secreting hormones, and healing damaged cells. Sleep also allows the body to perform important cleanup, metabolic processes that remove waste from its cells. Sadly, in the U.S., we are trained to think of sleep as optional. Yet, we set aside special time to make dinner, exercise, get our work done, chat with friends, watch TV, play video games, and more. In fact, we often write these activities into our calendar, forbidding anything else to encroach upon them. What if we carved out time for sleep in the same way? If we think of sleep as an essential nutrient, a vitamin called sleep, without which our body cannot function, we can begin to prioritize it and protect it. Then we can understand on an experiential level how much sleep benefits us in every aspect of our lives, from hormones to performance, from brain function to weight loss, from beauty to longevity. Specific hormonal benefits of sleep. When you sleep, your body gets a healthy dose of prolactin, human growth hormone, glucagon, and luteinizing hormone. At the same time, your body reduces the secretion of cortisol and thyroid-stimulating hormones. If you are not getting sufficient sleep, your daytime hormones will circulate at night, and your nighttime hormones will circulate during the day. If you fight off sleep during the day, then your body needs to produce even higher levels of cortisol, adrenaline, and epinephrine to keep you going. The following are the specific hormones most affected by and likely to benefit from a good night's sleep. Ghrelin and leptin can be disrupted by even one night of poor sleep. These two hormones help regulate hunger, metabolism, and calorie burning. When you sleep, leptin levels increase, telling your brain you have plenty of energy and there's no need to burn calories or trigger hunger. With a decrease in leptin from sleep deprivation, your brain thinks you don't have enough energy to meet your needs, and it triggers hunger, even if you don't need calories at that time. This results in a constant feeling of hunger, along with a general slowdown of your metabolism, which can lead to unwanted weight gain, because your body converts those extra calories into glycogen, or fat, and stores them in your liver, muscles, and fat cells for future deprivation. Ghrelin works alongside leptin during sleep. It tells your brain when you need to eat, when your body should stop burning calories, and when your body should store energy as fat. During sleep, levels of ghrelin decrease since sleep requires less energy than being awake. While sleep deprivation decreases leptin, it increases ghrelin, which signals an energy shortage to the brain. The brain then triggers the body to stop burning calories, while at the same time it increases the feeling of hunger. Not only does this result in cravings for higher calorie, sugary foods, it also leads to excess calories converting to glycogen and fat, again leading to weight gain, a decrease in metabolism, and a diversion away from immune function. Human growth hormone, HGH, promotes a healthy metabolism, improves physical performance, and may even help you live longer by stimulating cellular repair and rejuvenation. Even when you are not growing taller, your body still needs HGH to repair tissue damage associated with cuts, bumps, and bruises. It is also necessary for healing and strengthening muscles after heavy exertion. HGH is absolutely essential for collagen production. Together with its sister protein, keratin, collagen works to give skin its strength, elasticity, and youthfulness. Unfortunately, as we age, the stressors of life accumulate and block the release and/or absorption of hormones like HGH. While a small amount of HGH is released when you exercise, it is when you sleep that the bulk, 75% of this hormone, is released in your body. The most important stage of sleep for the release of HGH is the deep sleep cycle, also known as stage 3 or slow wave sleep. When you get enough sleep, no less than 7 straight hours for the average person, you will course through this stage of sleep 4 to 5 times each night. For every time that you miss one of these cycles, your level of HGH drops. HGH has become the latest superstar among anti-aging supplements, partially because it activates the growth of muscles. In an anabolic state, you burn more fat, produce more lean muscle, and generate more youthful-looking skin. However, supplementing with HGH has its dangers. It can lead to aromatization and an increase in estrogen levels if you're already hormonally imbalanced. A more effective and safer approach is to use sleep as your natural HGH source. Luteinizing hormone, LH, is produced in the pituitary gland during sleep. As a gonadotropin, it directly affects the sex organs and hormones in both men and women. and it plays a major role in menstruation. Sleep plays a critical part in modulating LH during menstruation. Healthy, deep sleep inhibits the release of LH during the follicular phase of menstruation, while wakefulness stimulates the release of LH. When LH is released too soon or too often in this phase of menstruation, it can impair fertility and reproduction. LH is no less important for men, in whom it has been closely connected to the proper function of the hypothalamus and pituitary gland, both essential to overall endocrine function. In many places in this book, I've discussed the deleterious effects on beauty that endocrine disruptors have. This is also true of sleep deprivation, which is perhaps the most serious and overlooked endocrine disruptor. Cortisol and thyroid-stimulating hormone, TSH, both play a role in wakefulness and energy. I already discussed cortisol and stress, but I will touch on it again briefly here as it relates to wakefulness and energy. Cortisol is known as a stress hormone and is often considered bad for the body. In reality, cortisol is a critical hormone, and we could not function without it. Cortisol gets you going in the morning, buffers stress, and helps you to perform high levels of physical exercise. Individuals who get enough sleep, no less than 7 hours of deep, uninterrupted sleep every night, experience a surge of cortisol upon waking in the morning, particularly if they get out into fresh air and sunlight for a few minutes and drink 1.5 liters of water each morning. Cortisol wakes the body, signaling the nighttime hormones to go into hibernation and the daytime hormones to become active. As the day progresses, cortisol levels slowly drop until they reach their lowest levels in the evening. As the lights dim, cortisol goes into hibernation, and melatonin comes back on shift to do its calming work. This cycle is not only essential to almost all the hormonal functions in the body, it is also extremely sensitive. Even one night of insufficient sleep can throw everything off for days. During times of extreme sleep deprivation, remember, a third of Americans suffer from extreme sleep deprivation, cortisol goes into overdrive, and the adrenals become fatigued and reach out to the thyroid for help. As sleep deprivation increases, so do the levels of TSH in the blood. Excessive TSH may keep you awake. It also leads to weight gain, dry skin, constipation, and hair loss. Conclusion. In this age of technology, when we are tied to our cell phones, and when on-demand entertainment is literally at our fingertips, sleep has been sacrificed to the detriment of our health. Being able to work 24/7 has become a badge of honor, and for many people, being constantly on the go is a sign of success. We need to rethink our approach to sleep and hold it in as high a regard as we do our social calendar and professional successes. Sleep is a shortcut to health, and many of the health challenges we face today can be diffused with proper nutrition and sleep. Sleep is our body's chance to correct hormone imbalances, recharge our jing, and give us a youthful and radiant glow. Instead of following the trend of the modern masses and sacrificing our sleep, we should adopt the strategy of the ancient yogis and cultures that leveraged sleep for eternal beauty and extended longevity. Beauty Factor 5. Overcome stress. It is well documented that chronic stress, which most of us suffer from to a degree, causes rapid aging, makes us gain weight, undermines our immune system, shortens our lifespan, and can even damage our brain. And from a beauty point of view, it wreaks havoc on our appearance. In addition, if left unchecked, stress undermines our ability to enjoy relationships with others and drastically reduces our quality of life. Whether you experience a traumatic event, are overloaded with too many stressors at once, or are just trying to manage the day-to-day grind, your body is probably running in emergency fight-or-flight mode. If you're super stressed over an argument with a friend, a work deadline, or a mountain of bills, your body can react just as strongly as if you're facing the threat of a mountain lion. And the more your emergency stress system is activated, the easier it is to trigger, and the harder it is to shut off. When you experience stress, your brain's emotional response center, the amygdala, communicates that you need to either fight or flee. When this happens, the hypothalamus signals the adrenal glands, and they release catecholamines into the bloodstream, hormones that include adrenaline. Adrenaline increases your heart rate and blood pressure. It speeds up your breathing, which delivers extra oxygen to the brain to increase your alertness, while at the same time triggering the release of glucose and fats within your body to provide extra energy. All of this happens as fast as you can blink your eyes. As the surge of adrenaline dies down, your hormones respond by releasing cortisol. When you experience chronic stress, this release of cortisol never ends, which causes a plethora of detrimental side effects. Some experiences generally considered positive are still forms of stress, such as having a baby, going to college, buying a home or a new car, being promoted or retiring, and even, believe it or not, going on vacation. This is because any kind of major change is a direction into the unknown and requires you to shift responsibilities and/or adapt. Stress can also be acute, such as trying to make a deadline. It can be episodic and recurring, such as always rushing to make it to work on time or feeling pressure to check social media so you don't miss anything. It can also be chronic, as when you feel totally burned out in an unhappy marriage or have a job with demands that never end. If you take a look at the enhancement, you'll find a list of signs to see if you're chronically stressed. The negative effects of stress. Beauty killer. Anxiety and stress have detrimental effects on your organs and your skin. The cell renewal process of skin occurs every 28 days, but slows as you age, causing wrinkles and dry, flaky skin. Stress slows this process even further, hastening the visual aging process through weight gain, puffy eyes, fine lines, and rashes or hives. Cells that produce sebum have receptors for stress hormones. Stress upregulates these cells and causes more sebum to be produced, which, when mixed with dead skin cells, creates acne. In addition, stress disrupts the ratio of good to bad bacteria in the gut, which also leads to acne breakouts. This disruption in the gut affects digestion, preventing the absorption of essential vitamins from food, and this can cause hair loss, gum disease, and brittle fingernails. Rapid aging. Chronic stress disables telomerase activity. This prematurely eats away at your telomeres, those end caps on each strand of DNA that protect your chromosomes. As your telomeres erode, DNA strands become damaged, your cells can't do their jobs, and you age. A recent study confirmed that women living with daily stress had telomeres shortened by the equivalent of up to 10 years of life, compared to those women who were not dealing with constant stress. This shocking revelation means that living with unremitting stress can not only make you look and feel 10 years older, but also shorten your lifespan substantially. In addition to shortening your telomeres, the continuous release of adrenaline associated with stress can lead to premature degeneration of hearing and eyesight. Recent research has shown that chronic stress may cause a woman's brain to age faster than a man's, and may contribute to age-related dementia. Plus, when you are stressed, you don't always take care of yourself very well. You may eat poorly, drink more, exercise less, and/or rely on medication to cope. All of these habits lead to accelerated aging. Compromised immune system. The immune system is a network of cells, tissues, and organs that work together to defend the body against foreign attacks. Ongoing stress severely depresses the immune system and makes you susceptible to illness and disease. Cortisol and corticosteroids linger in your blood when you are under chronic stress, resulting in lower levels of white blood cells, lymphocytes, and natural killer cells, special cells that kill cancer. Lymphocytes are a major component of the immune system. They signal other immune cells to eliminate invading organisms that may cause disease, and they defend the body against harmful substances. Without these reserves, the body is at increased risk of infection, disease, acute illness, and prolonged healing times. This also paves the way for viruses or bacteria lying dormant just beneath the skin to be activated and to proliferate, erupting into unsightly and painful skin conditions such as pimples, acne cysts, herpes, cold sores, hives, rashes, and warts. Around 90% of the U.S. population has the herpes simplex virus, HSV, which can generate cold sores, ocular herpes, eye infections, and genital lesions during times of stress. When the immune system starts to fail from stress, it sends histamine into the body to fight off whatever it thinks is ailing it, which in this case would be anxiety. Since anxiety cannot be eliminated by histamine, the histamine causes hives or rashes to appear, basically forming an allergic reaction to stress. Hormone imbalances. Stress increases stress hormones, one of which is cortisol. Your body needs progesterone to keep making cortisol, a process that significantly depletes your progesterone levels over time. When progesterone is properly balanced, it supports weight loss, a healthy sex drive, strong bones and heart, good energy levels, and increased fertility. It is biologically designed to make you more attractive to the opposite sex in order to encourage survival of the species. Therefore, it keeps your skin hydrated by regulating collagen synthesis and reinforcing thick, shiny, healthy hair growth. It also makes you generally feel better, which causes you to smile more. And what's more attractive than that? Without enough progesterone, estrogen can become the dominant hormone. Symptoms of estrogen dominance include weight gain, depression, PMS, menstrual cramps, decreased sex drive, bloating, breast swelling and tenderness, mood swings, and thyroid malfunction. Estrogen can also amplify the stress response and even increase sensitivity to stress. Maintaining a healthy estrogen level is critical because it's responsible for the proper function of more than 400 actions in a woman's body. In addition to lowering your progesterone, continuous increases in your cortisol level build belly fat and metabolic imbalance, along with messing with your sleep cycles. Your leptin and ghrelin go out of balance too, leading to an increase in your appetite. So it's no wonder if you suddenly feel famished when you have a project deadline or are dealing with any other type of major stress. Sadly, human biology prevents you from binging on something healthy like kale because high-carb, high-fat foods increase the brain's feel-good dopamine response, so you are instinctively drawn to junk food like French fries and cookies. It's important to resist the urge to reach for comfort foods because stress eating prompts the body to burn fewer calories from fat and gives you a higher insulin response to all foods. Weight gain. A recent study at Ohio State University demonstrated that even one stressful event experienced within the day before you eat slows down your metabolism and results in your body burning fewer calories, which can cause up to 11 pounds of weight gain in 1 year. Research also reveals that even if you usually eat well, exercise, and generally try to take care of your body, when experiencing chronic stress, you can not only not lose weight, but actually put on additional pounds for no obvious reason. It's worthwhile to note that as you naturally age, the muscle-building hormone testosterone slows down, decreasing your muscle mass, and so you naturally burn fewer calories. Then, when you're under chronic stress, the ongoing high level of cortisol encourages your body to store visceral fat, the kind of fat that surrounds vital organs, and releases fatty acids into the bloodstream, raising cholesterol and insulin levels. This is when you say hello to heart disease and diabetes. Mood disturbances. When you are constantly under stress, you simply are not your true self. You are irritable, tired, and sometimes overwhelmed with anxiety. Chronic stress can cause mood swings and lead to, or exacerbate, mood disorders such as depression and anxiety, personality changes, and behavioral problems. Even if you're eating the best foods ever, stress and anxiety impede your ability to assimilate beauty nutrition. The gut, your second brain, plays a vital role in your mental health. At some point in your life, you no doubt have experienced a gut instinct about something or someone. This is because the brain in your gut is made up of 200 to 600 million neurons arranged in the tissue that lines the gastrointestinal tract. The gut influences your mental and emotional functioning by sending information to your brain, directly affecting things like feelings of stress, anxiety, or sadness, as well as memory, decision-making, and learning. Both of your brains are constantly sizing things up, recognizing patterns, reorganizing, and processing multiple scenarios faster than you can even imagine. What's really fascinating is that 90% of the fibers in the vagus nerve, which runs from your brainstem to your gut, carries information from your heart and belly to your brain, implying that a large part of your mood originates from those places. Science also now confirms that stress creates some of the brain changes associated with mood disorders by blocking a gene called Neurontin. Neurontin has antidepressant actions, and blocking this gene can cause depression and decrease your ability to adapt to future stressful situations. In addition, continuous depression from stress can actually lead to an atrophy of neurons in the hippocampus, critical for regulating mood and emotion, which can take you down the path to other long-term mood disorders. Let's face it, being in a bad mood or excessively worrying is not a good look. Constantly furrowing your brow, frowning, or pursing your lips can lead to deeper wrinkles in these areas over time. Low libido. Stress takes a toll on your libido because, as we've discussed, it majorly messes with your hormone levels. A study in the Journal of Nervous and Mental Disease showed that stress, separate from mood disturbances and relationship issues, has a direct physical effect on sexual problems. On an entirely biological level, sex drive is about one thing and one thing only: procreation. When your body feels tired and drained from stress, it doesn't see procreation as a priority. Furthermore, stress contributes to a negative body image. If you feel self-conscious about how you look, it's difficult to get in a sexy mood. The cortisol level that rises during long periods of stress suppresses the sex hormones. For women, this may mean that they would rather mark things off their to-do list than have sex. For men, the drop in testosterone may leave them lacking a sex drive and even unable to perform should the mood strike them. It's interesting to mention that should you decide to get frisky while under stress, the act will release endorphins and other hormones that elevate mood. It is a very effective stress reliever. Stress-busting solutions. It's important to remember that the effects of stress are cumulative. So while all those simple day-to-day stressors in life may seem bearable, they can eventually lead to more serious health issues. We live in the real world, and stress is not something that will ever go away entirely. However, taking time for yourself, recognizing your patterns when it comes to stressful events, and removing as many stressors from your life as possible are all effective long-term strategies for managing stress. To look and feel your best, here are a few effective steps you can take toward a more healthful way to manage stress. Movement. In an increasingly sedentary world, we have forgotten how nature designed our bodies to move. Every day I try to do something, whether I go on a hike, swim in the ocean, bathe in the forest, we will get to that, it isn't as strange as it sounds, or spend hours gardening. Living an active lifestyle is a major contributor to overall health and well-being on every level, and is a great way to de-stress. Movement increases longevity and energy levels, helps you achieve and maintain a healthy weight, enhances circulation, promotes healthy tissue, reduces stress, builds healthy bones, detoxifies through sweating, boosts memory and concentration, and improves sleep. Emotional balance and mental peace are just as important as what you put on your skin and in your body, and movement can provide and contribute to that as well. Yoga. My favorite stress-busting yoga pose is child's pose, balasana. Here's how to do it. Start by kneeling on the floor. Center your breath and allow your thoughts to begin to slow down. Draw your awareness inward. Touch your big toes together and sit on your heels. Then separate your knees to hip width. Sit up straight and lengthen your spine. Exhale and bow forward, laying your torso down on top of your thighs. Your chest should rest between or on top of your thighs. Lower your forehead to the floor. Lay your hands on the floor alongside your torso, palms up, and release the fronts of your shoulders toward the floor. Feel how the weight of your shoulders pulls your shoulder blades wide across your back. Soften and relax your lower back. Release the tension in your shoulders, arms, and neck. Hold the pose for 30 seconds or longer. To release, use your hands to gently walk your torso upright. Sit back on your heels. Inversions. The yogic tradition of inversions helps to relax the adrenal glands, slow cortisol production, and balance the hormones. Inversions are any poses that get your hips above your heart. The classic inversion that everybody knows is downward-facing dog pose, Adho Mukha Svanasana. The adrenal glands are what allows us to walk upright. By lifting your hips above your heart and inverting, you de-stress and allow your adrenals to rejuvenate. It also reverses blood flow and helps to detoxify the body. Inverting is naturally anti-aging because gravity is the force that ages us. I often sleep in an inverted pose with my hips elevated and legs up on the headboard or against a wall. This technique works wonders when I am traveling and have only a few hours to sleep. Massage. I am a big advocate of massage. It is hands-on healing that increases oxygen-rich blood flow to nourish your body on a cellular level and prevent cellulite. Massage also aids in detoxification and lymphatic drainage, speeds up muscle recovery, reduces inflammation, and is a great way to relax and release stress and tension, both physically and mentally. My favorite types of massage include Lomi Lomi, Romi Romi, Swedish, deep tissue, Rolfing, and Thai. Breathing meditation. Meditation is a great way to reduce stress levels and feel at peace and at ease with situations that arise in your life. it can lengthen your telomeres and provide a dramatic boost in human growth hormone, serotonin, and DHEA levels while decreasing cortisol. People who meditate are also able to maintain healthy levels of melatonin by reducing stress and restoring balance. As a result, they sleep more soundly and wake up feeling refreshed each morning. Ideally, add at least 20 minutes of meditation twice a day to your schedule. But even just 5 minutes will make a difference. Visual processing takes up about 80% of your brain capacity. So as soon as you close your eyes, all that energy can be directed toward calming down, resting, healing, and centering yourself. Here is how to do one of my favorite breathing meditations. Lie flat on your back with your heels spread as wide as a yoga mat or hip width apart. Rest your arms along the sides of your body. Your palms should face upward. Place your hands on your abdomen at the base of your rib cage. Close your eyes. Breathe in deeply through both nostrils, counting to 5. Hold your breath for 2 to 5 seconds. Then slowly breathe out to a count of 5. Repeat this 10 to 20 times per session. Do this breathing exercise once in the morning and once before going to bed. You can also do it any time you start to feel stressed or overwhelmed. You don't need to be lying down for it to be effective. Be of service to others. People who help others, such as through volunteering or community work, become more resilient. Helping people who are in situations worse than our own can put our problems into perspective. The more we give, the more resilient and happy we feel. Enriching the environment is one way I choose to give back. I started a nonprofit called the Fruit Tree Planting Foundation. Our mission is to donate orchards to locations where the harvest will best serve the community for generations, such as public schools, city parks, low-income neighborhoods, Native American reservations, international hunger relief sites, and animal sanctuaries. You obviously don't have to start a nonprofit to make a difference, but you can practice daily acts of kindness, like helping someone cross the road or going on a lunch run for your colleagues. When you focus your attention on someone else's well-being, it greatly reduces your own stress levels. Think about how you can help in your community and get out there and do it. Create community. Social support is essential for maintaining physical and psychological health. It can help provide resilience to stress via its effects on the hypothalamic pituitary adrenocortical, HPA, system, the noradrenergic system, and central oxytocin pathways. You don't need a huge network of friends and family to benefit from social support either. For example, some people enjoy camaraderie among just a handful of people, be they coworkers, neighbors, or friends from their religious institution. And although it may seem counterintuitive, having strong social support can actually make you more able to cope with problems on your own by improving your self-esteem and your sense of autonomy. Forest bathing. Forest bathing, Shinrin Yoku, is more important than ever in the technological world. We spend an inordinate amount of time indoors, and this increases our exposure to toxins and poor quality air. Spending an hour in the forest reawakens instincts developed in us over thousands of years. We breathe deeper, our cortisol is reduced, and our androgenic hormones increase. These are beauty benefits we all could use. I forest bathe all the time behind my house in Canada. The forest emits a massive amount of fragrance, which is a chemical signal to the brain to produce neurotransmitters and beneficial hormones. It opens up the diaphragm to allow for deep breathing and helps the body to detoxify via the lungs. It also improves cardiovascular health and blood flow, which makes the skin glow. Ayurvedics say that forest bathing purifies our senses. In an age when we spend a huge amount of time staring at digital screens, eyesight issues, in particular, are hitting people younger than ever. As an added bonus, studies have shown that the phytoncides produced in forest growth boost the immune system. Ching Li, a professor at Nippon Medical School in Tokyo, found that after forest bathing, the immune system responded quicker to viral threats. Besides the physiological benefits of forest bathing, it is also an opportune time to find wild food and reconnect with what food really is. I have discovered super herbs like reishi and chaga while forest bathing, as well as wild asparagus, lettuce, ginseng, and countless others. When we reconnect with real food, we develop a natural interest in growing our own, and we start down a profound path to better health and wellness. Touch the earth. I cannot recommend earthing enough. I talked about this in depth earlier in the book, but it's so critical to reducing stress that it's worth mentioning again here. Studies conducted by my good friend Clint Ober showed a dramatic decrease in nighttime cortisol levels and overall cortisol balance when the body is grounded directly to the earth. The earth's energy not only has a beneficial effect on cortisol and other hormones, but also supports a calmer nervous system and a healthy inflammatory response, thus offering effective and natural support for counteracting things like stress and adrenal exhaustion. I love to be in nature with my feet on the ground. Nature is so simple and pure, I feel like I can really clear my head when I'm out there in it. I hike barefoot and garden barefoot, and when I travel, the first thing I do after getting off the plane is remove my shoes and connect my toes to the earth. Some people have asked me how I travel around so much and don't get sick. My answer? Earthing. People have also asked me how I maintain sky-high energy levels with such an intense schedule of lecturing, TV appearances, and book signings. The answer? Earthing. The anti-inflammatory effects of the earth completely obliterate jet lag and keep my body negatively charged at all times, so I have energy to spare. Everywhere I go, I make it a habit to get to know the local environment by hiking in it barefoot and finding natural springs if I'm lucky. Unplug and spend some quality time in silence. It is important to acknowledge that your central nervous system responds to each and every sound in your environment. It sends hormones coursing through your body. Your heartbeat rises and falls, and your blood pressure changes accordingly. All of this can take a toll on your mood, and therefore your hormones, affecting the way you look and feel. Some great ways to create space and silence include the following. Turn off the TV when you are not specifically watching something. Exercise daily to help clear your mind. Meditate daily for at least 10 minutes. Schedule this so you don't forget. Digitally detox. Commit to an hour per day of turning off all stimulating electronics, including your cell phone. Gradually increase this time, working your way up to one day per week. Take supportive supplements. Tonic herbs can be used to modulate adrenal secretion and increase the body's ability to respond to stress. Adaptogenic herbs have innate wisdom to respond to the specific needs of your body. These are safe to use because they will not overstimulate the body and will support the natural healing process. Some of the best choices for tonics and adaptogens include ashwagandha, chaga, cordyceps, eleuthero, maca, reishi, rhodiola, and schizandra. Other great options are chamomile, green tea, lavender, passion flower, tulsi, and valerian root. Because many of the most helpful herbs grow in extreme conditions, they develop phytonutrients that allow them to adapt to heat and cold, altitude, and other difficult conditions. When you consume them, you receive the same benefits and can better deal with external stresses, like the weather, and emotional stresses that occur on a regular basis. How I personally deal with stress. I travel more than 300 days a year, on average, lecturing and leading health retreats and wild food adventures. Early on, I realized I needed a special approach to deal with stress and constant change. Three factors are crucial for me to attend to in keeping my life stress-free: mental approach, lifestyle, and physical and hormonal support with superfoods and super herbs. By focusing on a combination of these three elements in my life, I feel confident I will be completely shielded from stress no matter what life throws at me, and I know this can work for you too. Your mental approach includes your spiritual outlook. It doesn't matter what your specific spiritual practice may be. Any outlook that goes beyond what you ordinarily see and experience and is non-materialistic in nature is crucial. I often talk about doing what you are meant to be doing. There is a saying that for those who resist their destiny, fate will drag them there. And for those who embrace it, they will be carried there. I see in Western culture a resistance to doing what we are clearly meant to be doing, and instead getting caught up in doing what will make money or gain public recognition. This is a highly personal subject, but one to consider deeply. If you are doing something that you are not meant to be doing, then stress, disappointment, and frustration is inevitable. Even if you are living your mission, there are hurdles to overcome. Establishing a mental outlook that allows you to deal with adversity, difficult people, and not getting what you want when you want it is essential for bypassing the stress response the body has cultivated over many generations. If you have to have this job or have to have this outcome, then you are setting yourself up for a fight or flight response when those things don't happen. Therefore, adjusting your mental outlook is the first step. The earth itself dissolves stress. It does this by imparting negative electrons, which open you up and relax you. This is why gardening is so therapeutic. It has a definitive and measurable effect upon your physiology. Get your hands into soil. Get your hands dirty. Grow what you love. There are numerous benefits to gardening that go beyond fighting stress. You will reconnect to food and look at nutrition differently. I grow noni, cacao, vanilla, tulsi, lettuce, peppers from South America, Mucuna pruriens, jackfruit, and much more. I spend a few weeks each year on my wild garden in Canada. One of my favorite plants to grow is tobacco. The flowers are extraordinary and aromatic. Gardening affects your brain chemistry and is very close to what happens during deep meditation. Your cortisol drops and your natural endorphins surge. Gardening also connects you with natural life cycles and the interconnection between plants, animals, and humans. In short, it broadens your understanding of the universe, your place within it, and evolves your consciousness into becoming naturally stress-free. I have failed miserably at growing many different things, but in that journey, I have cracked some secret codes of nature, like how to grow and pollinate vanilla. It took me over 10 years, and everybody told me it was impossible. There is nothing like the trial and success method of gardening. Another secret stress buster I rely upon is building nerve force. Today, we live in temperature-controlled environments that weaken nerve force. When you are always physically comfortable, you lose nerve force. The body and mind were designed to be challenged. That is how they grow and become stronger. When I'm in Iceland, my friend and I dive into sub-zero temperature water each day for days on end, and this is one of my favorite retreats of the year. In many different cultures, alternating hot and cold exposure is a protocol for longevity and health. See the section lymphatic system. By allowing the body to adapt to extremes, you develop the ability to also adapt to challenging circumstances that may arise. If you don't have access to a cold body of water, try starting with a cold shower in the morning. I guarantee that if you can take a cold shower every day for 1 month, then your entire physical and emotional reaction to stress will evolve tenfold. It makes your constitution hardy and your mind strong. It is worth mentioning that every couple of generations we have to rise to an adaptive challenge as a species. Things go along for a few hundred years, and